And if you look at the adverse event profile on reinitiation, which was done, you know, when you begin the dust mite tablets, you have a very typical adverse event profile on day one. And that's shown here. 43% of people get oral itch. 43% of people get throat irritation. 29% of people get ear itch. 11% of people get some nasal pharyngitis experience. That's on day one. What happens when you reintroduce the tablet after this variable interruption? Well, only 8% of people reported oral itch, 8% of people throat irritation, 6% ear itch, 3.4% nasal pharyngitis. So I think it's rather evident here. The local events, and these are all considered local because the mouth, the throat, the ears, the nasal pharynx are all considered sort of local shock organs for the tablets, just like the arm is the local shock organ for the injections where you get the initial response. Here with interruption, very low level of issues, nothing that is leading to something systemic that would require epinephrine, and certainly suggests that reinitiation can safely be done at home. So what seems rather clear is that safety of short-term interruption and reinitiation, there's really no safety signal here. And a proportion of subjects who experience treatment emergent adverse events after reinitiation was similar. Interestingly, tablets 29%, placebo 26%. Most adverse events mild and moderate, no systemic reactions, no epinephrine use, no severe local swelling. So I'd like to now turn it over to Dr. Buntzel, who's going to talk about an investigational product, which is a birch tree slit tablet product, not yet available in the U.S., but available in Canada. So Dr. Buntzel?